Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Good morning, my friends. Oh man, it is good to be back and sharing some ideas here. I'm super stoked and excited. It's really early in the morning on the 4th of July here in the United States. And today we celebrate Independence Day in this country. And it was the day we celebrate declaring independence in the history from Great Britain. We're going to talk about that. Super excited. But I recently got back from a trip. I was leading a humanitarian expedition to Guatemala, and I go down every year. I love it. Love it. Never get tired of going back there. I love that country and those wonderful people and the work we do. And we work with an organization called Cultiva International, and we're helping cultivate people and helping them help themselves, right? Humanitarian work that really makes a difference. It's all built around self-reliance and empowering wonderful individuals. And we work with the indigenous people high up in the mountains of Guatemala and the Department of Sololá. And oh man, it's incredible. You're so high up there. These beautiful green mountains and these wonderful little people, they're all dressed in their traditional dress. And where we were this trip, they only speak Quiche, a native language. And oh man, it's so powerful and so awesome. And we build garden boxes, and they have to go through this training and learn how to do it. So it's a learn and earn program. There's no handouts, because handouts don't help people. And, well, they don't help people that can help themselves. There are certain people that cannot help themselves, and they need handouts. But in this case, you know, we were trying to empower people and help them make transformations in their life. And they're good, hardworking people. Life gets tough. And in this particular instance, we're helping some single moms. And one of them, you know, she was so stoked. And, I mean, you could visibly see her excitement and her confidence and her empowerment. She felt like, hey, I can do this. I can triumph. And she's just trying to survive and trying to raise her daughter. And she said, you know, I don't have a husband, but now at least I have my garden. Whoa. It was so powerful. Like, and I know that one thing's not going to change her life, but it's the beginning of a change. It's something that she can do, something that she now owns, that she earned, that she can do to help provide for herself and her daughter. And it's the beginning of empowerment and work and transformation and independence. And that's what we're talking about today, independence, because it's Independence Day. And what I want to invite and challenge all of us to do is to declare independence today, personally, for you, for your family, for your life. To declare this independence, right? Independence from what? And we all have to like look back and say, okay, it's so fun, you guys, to step back from life sometimes. And I hope you'll do this. Every time I go on a trip, I'm heading out in just a couple days. I'm heading to where this is so fun. We fly to San Francisco for an overnighter. And then we fly to Korea and we have a big layover. So we're gonna go to Seoul. And then we go to Mongolia for a couple of weeks to get way out on the steppe and have these incredible adventures out there and experience the Nadam Festival. Oh, I'm so stoked! And then on the way back, we have a long layover in Beijing, and we've planned to go see the Great Wall and the Forbidden City. And then come back. So crazy stoked. But every time I do an adventure trip, oh, by the way, we're going down to Guatemala. I go every year and I'm going down again in May. And at some point, every one of you need to come down there and do a humanitarian expedition with us and just learn about like the right way. This part of the trip is we learn about the right way to be to do humanitarian work and philanthropy, and how to, instead of doing helping that hurts, we do helping that actually helps and really making a difference. So come with me on those adventures and check out our adventure trips. They're on worldschoolacademy.com, and we got them all lined out for the year. We've got wilderness adventure trips here in the United States. We've got couples trips. We got all kinds of epic adventures, international, cultural, just challenges. Oh man, they're awesome because they're pattern interrupters. And that's where I was going with this story. It's like every time I go somewhere, I have this, every time you have this little awakening and you step back from your life and you step back from life in general and you get to just pause and look at your life. And if you don't do that often, if you've never done that, or you don't do it often, or you don't have a way to do it, please, please, please set that up. And even schedule it in. Like schedule in a time where you literally stop doing what you're doing. You get this pattern interrupter. You stop doing what you're doing. You break away from that to some intentional place. And what's interesting, it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical place, although that helps. But literally, it could just be a mental place, a spiritual place, where you stop what you're doing and you step back from your life to look at your life, and you try to see it like an outsider. You try to get really objective about it, almost like in your mind's eye. You step away from you and you look back at you. And it's so awesome and so important that we do this. We stop and we say, okay, where am I? Where am I going? What direction am I facing? What am I doing well? What am I struggling with? Like, just see yourself and take a big picture so that we don't get to the end of our lives. Because if we don't do this intentionally and regularly, then many of us, and think how often this has happened. And people we know that they just get on this path and they keep their heads down and they just, shoom, they go totally down the wrong way they want to go. And often, as it turns out, they get to the end of their lives and look back and go, oh, no, no, I did life wrong. I did life wrong. And they're filled with remorse. I've talked about the top five regrets of the dying. And, you know, there's so many stories out there. So many stories, and just thousands and thousands and thousands of people who on their deathbeds get this unique perspective and clarity about what really is important in life. And it's often not what we thought was important while we were doing life. And when they share that perspective, friends, you and I, we need to listen, because they're telling us, don't do what I did. When you get to the end, you realize what you thought was important often wasn't very important. So today we want to declare independence, right? Independence from what? What's stopping us? So if you look back at your life, like, what's getting in your way? What's getting in your way? I wish we were together so we could all hear each other's answers and get a lot of inspiration. But I ask this question all the time from audiences around the world. And the answers, I get a lot of common answers. And so you stop and say, what is it? What's in your way? What's preventing you from being free, from having real, true freedom to live life on your terms, to live the life that you want to live, that, like, you get up in the morning excited to be alive, like I do. I mean, who has this much energy this early in the morning? There's not many of us. And, you know, just, whoa, oh, you know, I got to mention that, because I was recently with a group and they're like, geez, how do you have so much energy? I swear you got to take some kind of drug for that. And it's ironically exactly the opposite. I eat so well and exercise and that's, and I energize my mind and feed my mind on clean, pure things, and my body on clean, pure things. That's what gives me this kind of energy. And we'll talk about that in a second. But, like, how can you be so excited to get up in the morning, like your alarm clock is an opportunity clock, and then at night when you go to bed, you feel so satisfied and so fulfilled? And yes, my friends, you can do this in any situation and condition in life. Because I know some of you right now are listening to that, like, well, but I can't do that because XYZ, right? We all have our reasons or excuses, and I realize sometimes it is ridiculously hard. I know some of you are going through some crazy hard times right now. There's some suffering, there's some hurt, there's some pain. I get it. But I want to be bold enough to say that even in the worst conditions and circumstances, we can still step it up. We can still do it, you guys. We can. It's possible. It's doable. And so we have to declare that independence. So what's in your way? What's preventing you from waking up totally stoked and going to bed every night fulfilled? What's stopping you? What's in the way from deep inside of us? If we'll stop and we'll have this quiet time, these pattern interrupters, and we'll step back from our lives, we'll notice inside this quiet longing, this yearning to reach for our potential, whatever that looks like for you. Each of us has a unique and powerful potential, something great and special and meaningful that you know you need to work on, you need to do, you need to share. Like something you're like, hey, you know what? I've just been going along the prescribed path of society here. Just been kind of limping along, doing whatever society expects us to do. And it is time to break free, my friends. Let's declare independence. And so what are the things that are holding us back? Sometimes it's the opinions of other people. We live in this time, especially with social media. I love social media, but man, it has created this weird dependence on, well, and it's always been around, but it's really just kind of amped it up. It's dependent on the opinions of other people. And we get so hypersensitive about what others will think of us. And so we get into what I call it the peacock pageantry. So I refer to it as the pageantry. We all have our feathers out and we're strutting around. Like, just everything we're doing is, you know, for appearances, right? And ironically, the peacock doesn't even like fly. It's not this majestic bird like an eagle or a hawk flying, soaring high above and living this extraordinary, majestic, you know, fiercely independent life. It's just strutting around on the ground saying, hey, look at me, look at me. And we do that, right? We all get caught up in that. I get caught up in it. We get caught up, because we're social people and we're around others, we get caught up in, like, what will people think? And it's fun, so fun to ask yourself, why do I dress the way I dress? With my hair, makeup, with clothes. Why do I do that? Why do I live where I live? Why do I have the house that I have? Why do I drive the car that I drive? Like, why do I do what I do? Why do I behave the way I behave? And some of us have very different behaviors privately and publicly. Are we putting on a show? Are we wearing masks? So declare independence, my friends, from the masks we have on. From the facades, from the pretense, from the show, this performance we think we have to give. Declare independence. And just be your best self. I'm not saying, you know, that you really want to be rude, but you're nice because you're in public and now you're going to be independent and just be rude because you want to be rude. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm saying be free to be your best self, to live the life you want to live, to be the person you want to be, authentic and open and genuine and sincere. And this is me. Declare independence from the opinions of others. I got another one. Declare independence from this insatiable appetite we have for entertainment. People are entertaining themselves to death. This is constant entertainment. And it's never been easier to entertain ourselves. With the click of a button, we can be entertained to death. And I love entertainment. I love having fun. I love, you know, having some good times. But how many of us are literally wasting away our lives being entertained? And even when we're not being entertained, we're thinking about being entertained. We can't wait to be entertained. We just live for entertainment. I love to think about this idea, and I love to teach it, that if the only thing you did was trade in the last year, you trade your entertainment time for education time, how that would transform your life. If you just took just hours for hours, if you just took all the hours you spent watching TV or movies, Netflix, just listening to music, just entertaining yourself, and you spent that exact amount of time, just hour for hour, minute for minute, if you just trade that over to reading fantastic books off my recommended book list, holy guacamole, how that would totally transform and revolutionize your life. That input determines output. It would change everything. So declare independence for this insatiable need, appetite, addiction to entertainment. I mean, there's plenty of time for entertainment. In fact, when you're studying the great books and doing great things, it's extremely entertaining. And so I guess the transition is not to eliminate entertainment altogether, but make sure that you're doing awesome things that are building your life and they're edifying and uplifting and encouraging for you, for your spouse, for your friends, for your children, if you're a parent. Like, do the great stuff and it'll be entertaining. So you're going to be entertained because it's awesome. But you're also getting in the stuff that's life-changing. So declare independence from this problem we have of entertainment overload. Here's another one. Declare independence from your utter dependence on others. Now, obviously, in relationships, we move from dependence to independence and then up to interdependence. That's the highest form. Interdependence with spouses, with friends, with family, with great relationships, really rock solid, awesome relationships are interdependent. But people cannot become interdependent until they first become independent. They have to have a sense of independence. They've got to have some autonomy and some ability. You see, some of us are very, very dependent. So if you're a youth listening to this or a young adult, you've got to at some point declare some independence from your dependency on your parents. Like, it's time for you to start washing your own laundry, friend, and cooking your own meals, and at the right point to provide for yourself. Like, and you, some of you parents, it's time for you to declare independence from your kid that's still living in the basement, living off of you in their 20s or 30s. Like, okay, hey, Independence Day, time for you to be independent. And youth and young men, there's this gigantic failure to launch epidemic happening right now where we just haven't, youth and young adults just haven't declared that independence and put in the work and preparation to be independent. Because you can't declare it unless you have the skill set to do it, right? And you've got to have, because that freedom only comes with responsibility. And so we've got to declare that independence from being dependent on others. So think about it in your life right now. And a lot of people are overly dependent on their spouse. They literally feel like, I've told this story before, the best illustration of it is in Charles Dickens' book, David Copperfield, where he has what she calls herself his child wife. Because she can't do things for herself. And in a sense, she can't because she hasn't declared her independence, she hasn't prepared herself with the skill set, the mindset, the ability, the skillities to do that, right? And so she can't, but the truth is she can, she just won't. And there's so many of us that won't be independent. We won't say, you know, I can do that. I can do those things. I don't have to sit here and act like a helpless victim. I mean, let that sink in, you guys. We have to declare independence from our victimism. It's so easy to play the victim. And we literally tell ourselves, well, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. No, this is the way I've always been. And we blame, we make we make excuses, we complain. But we have to declare our independence from our dependency on others. Now, this isn't, don't misunderstand me here. Like, this isn't like, hey, I don't need you. I don't need anybody in my life. I can do this all on my own. Actually, we really need people. We do. And interdependence is the goal, where we have this beautiful relationship with all human beings around us. Every relationship we have is some kind of interdependence. But again, like I say, like, if you're overly dependent on someone or something, and it actually becomes a crutch, it becomes a weakness where you feel like, man, I can't fully express myself and my opportunities and my abilities, my full potential, because I'm too dependent, then it is time, my friends, to declare independence and make that happen. It's time to declare independence from you guys ready for this? From all the junk and the crap you're putting in your bodies. Oh, it's killing me. Like, when I'm out with people on trips or expeditions or just in groups, and I'm watching, observing what people are putting in their bodies, and literally watching their dependence, they literally behave like addicts. They have to have their caffeine drink, or even coffee, or a cigarette, or like, I've seen this dependence to like ice cream and junk food. We get these food addictions, and it's like, it is fascinating, especially when you're on adventure. Watch this. When you go out on a trip or an adventure with someone, and or yourself, and you just find yourself, oh, I have to have it. It's controlling you. Like, it's crazy controlling you. I've worked with individuals. They have to have a couple of cups of coffee, or, you know, down two big old Rockstar or Monster drinks before they can even function. That's not independence. That's not powerful control of your life. It's like, it's this gross dependence that's literally keeping you back. It's holding you back. It's taking away your power. And so I want to challenge you. I know some of you are like this, like, no, he just said that. Why did you say that? And I'm not meaning to be offensive or mean here, but I'm saying, think about it. Do you have anything that's, you're dependent on it? You're just sitting there, like, it's holding you back. If you have some kind of junk food addiction, fast food, junk food, garbage food, I watch people just pound sugar and chips and garbage and it's like it's actually tanking your energy levels. It's actually harming your energy levels, especially if you like are consuming tons of caffeine to have more energy. You literally have created an energy dependence, and so you'll have these spikes and then these slams, these drops, right? And so I want to challenge you, do it, declare independence from this addiction to junk foods or any foods. Like, if you have some kind of emotional addiction to food, which happens a ton, like, cut that off. Declare independence from being out of shape. Declare independence from being overweight. You don't need that extra weight. You don't need that stuff. Like, declare independence from this day forward. I no longer need this extra weight on my body. I'm letting you go. And I mean, I'm serious, you guys. And create, like, here's something you could do. Like, write this down. We have to write it down. Because we actually deceive ourselves if we think we're going to make massive changes and we don't even write it down. We think, oh yeah, I'm going to make a change. We don't write it down. We need to write down our own declaration of independence. Write it down, slap it on the wall, get it on your mirror, get it in front of you, get it in front of others. From this day forward, I declare independence from my need to consume some kind of substance. And if you want to stop smoking, you want to stop drinking, you want to get caffeine out of your life, even soda. Like, I remember when I cut off soda because I wanted to be in way better shape. I wanted to get in fantastic condition. I was reading. It was just like, look, if you want to be in great condition, you've got to cut off the sugars and the sodas. And I was like, no, but I love Dr. Pepper and mint chocolate chip ice cream. They're my favorites. And I sat there with myself that day. I remember that. I was 16 or 17. And I literally remember reading that article and going, oh, but I love them. I want them so bad. And then saying, but I also want to get in fantastic shape. Like, I want to be really, really healthy. And for me, I sat there thinking, okay, like, I have to make this choice. Do I want that or do I want that? And I realized that what I really wanted, and I've shared this quote before, I'm going to share it again. The chief cause of failure and unhappiness in life is giving up what we want most for what we want at the moment. And the moment things, the momentary things were the ice cream and the Dr. Pepper and whatever, and the junk food, right? Those were momentary things. They don't bring any lasting happiness or fulfillment to my life. It was those things. And so I declared independence and I cut them out completely, gone. And like it, I like trying to get my body in optimal condition has brought me so much energy, so much health, and so much joy, so much freedom, total freedom to live life. And so, my friends, I challenge you, I invite you with love and encouragement, declare your independence from junk food and substances that aren't helping you. And then any other thing in your life, anything, you guys, if you have toxic relationships, declare independence from those things. If you have a job you hate, declare independence from that thing and prepare yourself. Get the skills, get the contacts, get some other job. If you don't want to work for somebody else, you want to have your own independence, you want to have your own business, you want to be an entrepreneur or have some extra money, then declare your independence today, right now. Don't let another day go by of slavery, self-inflicted slavery. Declare your independence, write it down, and work on it. Work on it like crazy till you get the skills and the abilities and you have the knowledge and the power to be independent, to live life how you want to live. So if you've been living under the bondage, so to speak, of other people, toxic relationships, or your mom or your mother-in-law, your dad or your father-in-law, or the neighbor or the friend or somebody else who's just been, you know, you've been feeling small and confined and constricted and dependent and unable to live, you know, life on your terms to the best of your abilities. Like, and this isn't some silly little rebellion to do dumb things. Please don't do that. Don't take this and be like, yes, I'm going to go ruin my life, baby. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, like, we should be pursuing greatness, like the greatest, highest levels of life, true greatness, just becoming superb human beings in every way in this quest for excellence. And we have to declare freedoms from the things that are binding us. Like, so many of us are living in cages and we're in bondage and we're slaves to our appetites and our vices and our addictions. Declare independence from your addictions. Whether that's pornography or drugs or the addiction to entertainment or the opinions of other people. Or to your insecurities. Isn't that interesting? We get addicted to our insecurities. We get addicted to gossiping, to complaining, to throwing pity parties. We get addicted to pity parties. We get addicted to things that are holding us back, and we love being comfortable. And so we get in our little comfortable space, and it's fascinating. I meet people all the time. And it's a normal thing, right? It's unnatural in a sense, which is ironic. Okay, go with me here for this irony. it's unnatural to seek out uncomfortable things, right? That's not normal. Most of us don't do that. Like, if we just kind of are going through the motions of life, none of us are going to intentionally be like, oh yeah, I want to do things that really make me uncomfortable. We don't. We seek out comfortable things. That's our world. And yet, ironically, we're most fulfilled and we feel just alive and we're making progress when we are consistently doing uncomfortable, challenging things. Like, we thrive as human beings. We are literally hardwired and we thrive. Whoa, we thrive on challenge and discomfort. But many of us, we get in our little routines, right? And we do the same things again and again and again. And we start boxing ourselves in. And we don't, without even realizing it, we start caging ourselves in. Where we're at home and we're in this tiny little space of interaction. And we go to the same store, we go to the same work or the same school setting or same church, same little things. And we have a couple little things we do and that's it. And many of us literally don't get out of that. That's it. That is our world. That's our life. That's everything. And some of you might be like, yeah, that's it. And I want it that way. Why would you, why would I want anything else? And I'm telling you, like, we have to break free from that. Declare independence from your comfort zone. Because life, and I know you hear this, it's cliche. And it's like, it's been beaten to death. But it's still true. Life really begins at the edge of your comfort zone. That's where real growth takes place. That's where real transformation takes place. And I would say that is where freedom begins to take place. So declare independence from your fears and your doubts and your worries. Well, and worry is just misuse of your imagination, my friends. We use our creativity and imagination to conjure up fears and worries and doubts about things that may never happen. In fact, most of them will not ever happen. And yet we spend our time worrying and afraid of things that'll never happen. That's crazy, isn't it? So declare independence from that comfort zone. Break out of that cage. Decide to live, to be your absolute best. What would your life be like if you were living free? What would this world be like if most of us were living free? I think that's the greatest aha for all of us, is to realize that we're often living in cages or prisons, and we're finding out that we're the jailer. We've created the cage, and we can break free. So my friends, will you with me please declare independence? And if you need to do some kind of ritual, some kind of ceremony today, like, do it. I'm not kidding. Like, do create some kind of ceremony. Like, break something. Write out your declaration of independence. I'm not kidding about that. Like, please do that and share it with me. Shoot me an email and message me. Like, declare an independence. Let's start a movement here. Declare your independence from all that junk and from the things that are holding you back and stopping you and preventing you from living the kind of life you want to live. You know, the kind of life that you dream about, or at least you used to dream about, and you kind of just acquiesce and give up. So, oh, that was just a childish dream. I'll just settle into the mediocre existence. And I know we do that. So we don't think it's possible. We kind of give up hope. Declare independence from that mediocre existence. And let's live. And you can break something or snap something or change something or write something. Just do something different. Just drop the things that are there. Like, declare your independence and take action. Okay, let's do this. You guys, I want you to live extraordinary lives. This is what I live for. I live for creating the life that for me is absolutely free and extraordinary, that where I'm empowered to live my best life with me and for my wife, for my children. I mean, I can't be an awesome husband or an incredible dad if I'm trapped in my own dependence, my own cages. I have to be free. and then to contribute and help and make an impact and a difference in the world. Woo! I love this stuff. So let's be free, my friends. Let's live this life of extraordinary freedom and possibility and potential. Because awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there. Take advantage of this. Try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.